Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop, the second week of 2022. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
A well-rested JB, for sure. I'm wide awake.
I'm kind of well-rested a little bit. I woke up early and I went back to sleep.
We kind of got past a little bit of this coldness here in good old sunny SoCal. So, you know, a little bit. I mean, we're still in like 60s and shit. And I'm like, we can just get back to 74. That'd be great, you know. But you know what? I just remembered now, when I was talking about deaths last week and I didn't remember who died. I remember who it was now, Cody. It was fucking John Madden. How could I forget about that?
That completely went under the radar for me.
Oh,
it's like, cause I don't know what I was doing like that day, but I searched like a couple days later. Cause I keep seeing like John Madden posts and like, I think like EA or somebody, like they're like trying to do like a tribute cover, yeah. You know, getting into Madden games. Madden 23 is coming out this year. I was like, did he die? And surely enough, I looked up on ESPN, like, oh, he fucking died.
You know, what was crazy for me is I literally had just watched the fucking documentary on Fox about him that day. It was a really good documentary, too. And the ending was kind of like tearful a little bit or whatever, because it's one of those things like you never get to appreciate what you have while you're alive until you get your praises until you die and shit. And he literally got his praises while he was still alive. So it was like really good to see. And he didn't even know how much he meant to the sports world itself. So it was a really nice ending that they had. And then only for, I want to say like 3 hours later, the news notification popped up. And I was just like, this is a terrible April Fool's joke in January. Or I guess it was January per se. Or maybe it was December. Now I don't remember.
I think it was December. That's why I kind of went under the radar, because there was like a couple people that died like that last week.
Not only that, it just didn't feel, I don't know what it was. No, it's not like none of us was following John Madden like really hardcore or anything like that or whatever, but it just like, it literally happened right after that documentary. So I just thought like that's it was crazy. Some kind of tie-in or something like that. Like, oh, maybe he already died like years ago and I didn't remember. And this is just a culmination of his life or something like that. And then this it was almost like that was like his award. He's like, I saw the documentary. Now I can die in peace now. So, yeah, rest in peace to John Madden, one of the fucking legends of the game. Sports in general, not just football, but sports in general, man. That dude was a fucking icon. And some people I've even talked to about, they didn't even know who he was as far as a football coach or analyst was.
Yeah, they just knew the namesake.
Yeah, they just knew from the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, well, you knew he had to be someone big in football. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, why the fuck would they name a gamer? Could you imagine they just name a – The instead of NFL Madden, they start calling that shit Jimmy G. NFL Jimmy G. Like, well, could you imagine that, Cody? It's just random.
Hell no. No, sir. That'd be awful.
Just like his plan. would you buy that game, NFL?
Jimmy G, NFL. 2023.
It's like them UFC games with like Conor McGregor on the cover, and like when you play the game, they got like their stats and shit, and they shoot his stats all the way up to high.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know damn well his grappling ain't that fucking high. Come on now, like why would that? His grappling ain't nowhere near the same as Khabib. Why the fuck is his grappling points the same? That's what they would do with Jimmy G stats. This shit will be all in the high 90s or whatever and shit.
Yeah, I was that good. Watch the tape.
That motherfucker plays that game thinking he is that good. He's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I am good.
Overall 99.
He's like, how can, you know what? I'm going to create some Jimmy G clones. What if Jimmy G was a running back?
Well, 49er team is a bunch of Jimmy G's. I think this reflects, are this supposed to be a simulation? Not like a arcade style game?
He spends like 24 hours in the game just creating fucking characters of himself. Yeah. And shit. Like, he's like, what if I played myself though? Damn. He like makes them all different shapes and colors and shit too, though. What if Jimmy G was like a little bulkier and shit, you know? Fuck you, Jimmy G, by the way. fuck off our team already.
Your favorite player.
Oh, my God. Get this dude out of here, please. I just want him gone. I want Trey Lance in. I never thought I'd be begging for a rookie quarterback.
Please. Please, rookie. Please.
Please. Please come. Oh, look, I just got a fucking notification now about the Trent Williams out for game versus Rams. See who else is sidelined on 49ers. And of course, I mean, that's just how it goes. But that would be nice if we beat those pesky little Rams, though. Those pesky little Rams there.
Could be on last week, but nah, I had that little comeback fucking last minute, goddammit.
Yeah.
They're losing by three. So fucking annoying.
At least the Cowboys won by like 30 points or something, right?
Yeah, fuck Cowboys.
Against the fucking Eagles. I love how like
Cowboys. Yes, it's fucking, yes. This is what they do. They always go back and forth. It's always the Cowboys and Eagles going back and forth, trying to fight for that top spot in the NFC East.
I love how Cowboy fans are the only one that boosts the Eagles up to like a threat. Yeah. You know, this is like they ain't been a threat this whole fucking year. Then yeah, you know analysts are going to talk about that shit today. Talking about like, look how they just dominated the Eagles. It's just like anybody could have fucking dominated the Eagles. We dominated the Eagles.
Fuck about the Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles. That's like comparing them to, I mean, that's damn near up there with the Falcons and shit. Come on. Oh, but anyway, though, people, it is. Oh, you know what? Shit, another death. 2022 couldn't start off without a fucking another death, Cody. They said, damn, they really killed Betty White in 2021, huh?
Yeah.
2022.
Look, one of the icons.
What can I do? What can I do to top that white lady? What can I do? I got it.
Another icon. This time black.
Let's do a yin and yang 2021. And you know what? He gotta be super iconic though. He gotta mean something. Yeah, yeah. He got to be the one that molded the bridge for black actors.
Yeah, you know, what would be the perfect, most heartbreaking tragedy? Yeah, let me kill the first black actor to win an Oscar. Let me do that.
I mean, wait a minute. Didn't 2021 start off killing Cicely Tyson?
Yeah. Was that last year? Because that was recent.
It was recent. I can't remember if it was or whatever. So maybe it's just like, let's just kill whatever we think of in the beginning of that year, shit, you know? But yeah, I almost called him Mr. Cicely Tyson. ooh, that would have been insulting. Sidney Poitier, Cody.
Sidney Poitier.
They just, 2022 just had to like, it was like, oh, you got your fireworks? I got fireworks too for you. Here you go. One of the most iconic men in all of film, not just for black actors. I remember Denzel gave his speech about him.
Oh, I remember that.
The last thing I saw of Sidney Poitier, he was doing a talk show that Wayne Brady was hosting. I don't even remember the name of the show, but they were doing like a era of black film and TV, and they had Paul Mooney on it, who's dead as well now. They had Sidney Poitier. I'm blanking on the woman's name now. Goddamn. I forgot who's on there. And then Toure, who was like the weird one that was there. It was just like, why the fuck is he there? But I guess it was like a generational thing perhaps or whatever. But, and they were just discussing a lot about like how Sidney Poitier was one of the few mains who broke in for respectable black actors. The ones that didn't have to like, you know, coon it up, if you will, to get his respect and praise and stuff. So our glasses go out to Mr. Sidney Poitier who excelled tremendously in this thing we call entertainment here. Something that me and Cody do is very well, I must say.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and sometimes sober. So
sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, not all the time. Oh, sorry, you know.
No, certainly not.
So yeah. What was he? He was 96, was he? I love it. They just the 20s are just taking the 90-year-olds now. They like, yeah, we ain't gonna make these motherfuckers get to 100. Fuck off.
Where Morgan Freeman at? I know he close by.
Oh man,
I already know he out there.
He better
be careful.
He been kind of hiding since his Me Too shit kicked in. You know, makes you wonder a little bit. You know, driving Miss Daisy? No, fucking Miss Daisy. That bitch would have never got me to drive her. I'd have been like, you drive your goddamn self. Wear these fucking gloves. You got your damn mind. Shit, I ain't fucking drive you. I'll drive you to an alley and
black
rob
man
you.
Drives, yeah. Driving Miss Daisy.
Fuck that movie. That movie was racist as fuck. I'll drive you to an alley and rob your ass. How about that? Shit. rob you all them goddamn jewels and shit. She was wearing, you give me all your goddamn jewels, bitch. Shit. Take this fucking car too while I'm at it.
I wonder what Morgan Freeman thinks now, looking back on that movie.
You know,
how does he feel about that role?
That actually would be a great, like,
you know, like a little interview or something.
Yeah,
a little retrospective sort of thing.
Actually, it'd be a good TV series, though. Like you get like all the famous actors and actresses.
Yeah, that would be good. Like Eddie Murphy, like all his fuckery and tomfoolery he did like the mid-2000s.
Yeah, and then like the host just picks certain movies and like, you know, especially as respectable as Morgan Freeman is and how he talks about mm-hmm. certain things, whatever. I would love to hear. What do you think about Driving Miss Daisy now? Fuck that movie. It made me a household name, but I would never drive that bitch ever again. Now, she drives me. That's the funny. Yeah, actually, he probably would say some smart ass shit like that. He probably would say, you know, back in that day, I was driving her. But guess who's driving who now? And he has a dark sunglasses on. That little earring just sparkles in your eyes and shit, Cody. And he's just like, did he just say that white woman driving him now?
That the tables have turned.
He's like, and I'm also fucking her. But then she got too old for me, so I fucked her daughter. And her nieces probably too. I love that nobody finds it weird that Morgan Freeman shows up to like the 80-year-old looking man showing up with like the two 21-year-olds with the earring.
Yeah, he tried to call it young and shit. You know, you look old as fuck. You look every bit of your age. And he up here trying to go young and shit, wearing earrings, and has a little shirt unbuttoned, a little bit. Yeah. And stop with your old ass.
The goth, he had the white rose in his pocket and shit. Yeah. I was like, man, this dude is.
He one of them old motherfuckers. He's just like, he never has that old mindset. He's always stuck in like 30s and some shit like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He never left that.
I like that show idea though. It should get like Robert De Niro, Al Pacino.
Ooh, that would be a good one.
Morgan Freeman.
Adam Sandler. Why the fuck he goes back and forth?
That'll be the season finale.
Yeah. Like every 5 years, he makes a great movie. He's like, damn, I forgot how good Adam Sandler was.
I would like to see Christian Bale in there talk about Equilibrium.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. What was you thinking?
Matrix ripoff. He was just trying to get his foot in the door, man. He said Matrix, that was the shit at the time. It was high. You know, everybody was trying to copy the Matrix.
I have a confession to make. I actually I actually like Equilibrium more than the Matrix.
It's not a bad movie. Equilibrium's not a bad movie.
I like it because it's fucking hilarious if you really
I just like that part when he slides fucking Tate Dick's face off. It's hilarious.
I think Equilibrium is way more entertaining than Matrix. Like Matrix, I had to fucking think and use my brain and shit like that. Equilibrium, there's a scene in that movie, people, where he's trying to free these prisoners and shit, and like these guards just pop up out of nowhere, and then he stops and it turns in slow motion. And he just yells, "Go!" And then the shit just goes in slow motion, and you just see this dude's glasses and a fist coming towards his face. It just busts his glasses open. And it's just like slow mo, and it got this music playing in the ground, like it's Jesus fighting somebody. It's like, oh, it's just like, what?
I watched that movie in a while. I forgot about all that.
Me and my buddy used to fucking rewind the fuck out of that part when we saw that shit when we was in college, dude. It was just that's, like, look at
that's,
this.
That's the best Matrix sequel that's not actually a Matrix sequel.
Yeah, yeah. So that's my confession. I actually enjoyed that more than the.
Yeah,
so, and plus I love Christian Bale, so. But anyway, though, people, it is craft beer week, and Cody got a little beer for us, don't you think, Cody?
I do. This is from a local brewery out here in Riverside County, up in Norco. This is Grey Wolf Brewing. It's their Lotus Smash. This is a double dry hop Pilsner. I haven't had one of these in a while. I've had a Pilsner in a while. This one's super fresh. I know you can see the date right there. But it was canned on the 6th of January.
A little blurry, but yeah, I think you can see it.
Boom. I'll make a post later.
Look like an 8.
So yeah, I'll crack this bad boy open.
I got some more liquor store fuckery too, by the way.
Oh yeah, well, while I'm pouring this, go ahead. Why don't you leave the story to the people?
All right, so Liquor Mart Whittier, fuck you. You can suck my dick, dude. Yeah. Anyway, so I used to go to this store back in the day, Cody, you know. And I've spent quite a few bit of money in this store.
That you have.
And then I realized I've even bought tequila. I bought tequila. I bought wine. I bought in champagne. I bought in craft beer. I've literally bought a lot of shit out of this store back in the day. And I stopped going there because I noticed some fuckery that they were doing on Instagram and in the store. They did some shit that what Cypress did to Cody to me one time. And I was just like, oh, fuck this store. So I was like, motherfucker couldn't tell me that he had this shit for sale. Literally was 5 minutes. I literally just got down the road and shit. So then I started noticing that they were posting shit online, Cody, saying in stock. But then I noticed as well, too, and this is well known within the community, that they post shit after they've sold it. They're just trying to get you in the store now.
Oh, fuck them.
So fuck that store. So I stopped going there. I said, fuck this store. I was in the area, though. I was buying this beautiful bottle of a Blue Run that I got right here because I'm on my Blue Run hot right now. And actually, I bought two bottles. I got the Blue Run bourbon and Blue Run rye. And they were slinging their Eagle Rare store pick, which is, I'll give them this. They have like one of the best Eagle Rare store picks. I was like, oh, shit. I'm in the area. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Fuck it. Let me just go grab it. Fuck it. $35, whatever. So they have two stores. Yesterday or the day before yesterday, they posted from their Liquor Mart Whittier 2. I go to that store because they were, the dude, my buddy told me they had tons of cases of the shit. And I go there and the dude just tells me, oh, it's at the store number one. We're not selling it here anymore. We sold them yesterday. I said, so did you just ship them over there? He's like, yeah, we just took them over there. I was like, all right, cool. That store is literally only 8 minute drive from the other store, which by the way, who the fuck would open up another store literally like 8 minutes from each other? It sounds like the most.
That would make a whole lot of sense.
It sounds like the kind of the dumbest shit ever, to be honest. I mean, if it was 20 minutes down the road, then I can stand, but the shit is literally 8 minutes down the road, Cody. You literally just got to turn one time. So I was like, well, I'm in the area. Might as well just go get it. 8 minute drive. I get down there. I get in the store. The dude, he rushes to put his mask on because ain't nobody up in this motherfucker except for the old lady scratching her tickets and shit like that. And I just looked at him. I just said, hey, my man. First, I just look at the shelves. He didn't have shit I wanted. Hey, my man, do you got any more of the Eagle Rare store picks? And he just looked at me and just said, we selling those later, man. He gave me this look, too. We selling those later. I said, what time you selling them then? I don't know. I just looked at him and just said, how the fuck do you not know when you're going to sell some shit?
It doesn't make any sense. And why would you tell that to a customer in that manner, in that tone?
What do you mean you don't fucking know, though? Like, you can, first of all, don't ever talk to me like that, number one. Number two.
That's what I'm saying. Don't talk to you like that.
It's your store. Whatever. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. Just give me the fucking bottles. I can get the fuck up out of here now, whatever. Shit. It's funny because I looked on the Yelp reviews or whatever, and I saw a bunch of them saying that fucking management here is just rude as shit and stuff. And I was just like, you know what? I will add on to this review. Fuck this store. Now, I don't really write reviews too much, but I was like, I'm going to go ahead and put a review out on this bitch. Fuck this store. So I just looked at him. We had like this awkward silence of each other, just looking at each other. Just like, what do you mean you don't know? When are you going to sell some shit? And he just like gave me this. He just gave me, he looked at me. Dude, no bullshit. He looked right up at me as I was just still standing there staring at him. He just went back and put his head down and started writing down on this piece of paper and shit. I just said, fuck this store. I know why I don't come here anymore. And I just left, right? Cody, tell me why as soon as I get down the street on Whittier Boulevard, I make it to the freeway. I'm on my way home. As soon as I get home, Instagram, bottle for sale now. I think it was like literally maybe, because I did stop and get gas. So I was like giving between like 30 minutes to an hour. So I just said, fuck it, it's an hour. The motherfuckers literally sold the shit literally right after I fucking left. I was like, fuck this store, dude, even harder. I said, first of all, I heard y'all had like 10 cases of this shit. Either way, you was going to get money from regardless of whoever it was. What in the blue fuck did you give a fuck if you sold it between the... They open up at 7 a.m. too, Cody. I got there at 9. What the fuck is it? Why would you post this shit then that you selling this shit if you ain't even selling it then? So that shit really fuck off.
Terrible business practice.
Awful. And if you are selling it at a certain time, number one, how the fuck do you not know the time? I just don't get that. That one like really blew my mind. I was just like, that's like if I was, I buy Jordans. Cody, you a shoe head too. Everybody knows on those fucking Nike apps and the Goat app and all that shit.
They sneakers and all that. Yeah.
They literally have a fucking time frame when the shit goes on sale. Like I'm looking at these J's for next week, or whatever. It says 1:15, 7 a.m. on the dot. They gave me a date and a time, Cody.
Yep. Exact day, exact time. So you can pay yourself. Yeah.
How the fuck are you going to tell me you selling some shit on a day? Then when I get there, you tell me, oh, it's not at this time, though. Okay, well, then what time is it at? I wouldn't even mad about it. All right, what time is it at then? If it's like 20 minutes.
I would understand if you're like waiting for a shipment to come in and it's like a little bit late or something like that.
You already got the motherfucking bottles.
Yeah, it was right there at the store already.
You mean you tell me you just couldn't slay me one? Especially, like I said, I spent fucking money in this fucking store like crazy. I spent $300 on tequila alone in this motherfucker. And I bought like 3 bottles of this bitch or whatever. When I was looking for those bourbon barrel aged tequilas and shit, I bought like 3 of these motherfuckers that were like $100 each and shit. I bought craft beer in this bitch. I spent like $50 on craft beer in here. I spent like on whiskey alone or whatever and shit. I spent like over $300 and something and shit. I bought a little book here from, I spent like $100 on here or whatever and shit. So you're just going to look me in my face fucking tell me, oh, I don't know. And then as soon as I fucking leave, like literally 30 minutes to an hour, oh, let's post that shit on sale now. How the fuck did you not? Like if it was like 15 hours later and shit, like then I'd be like, all right, he really didn't know the time and shit like that. But it's literally 30 fucking minutes, dude. So fuck that store. That store can eat a fucking dick, dude.
Sorry, can you say the name of that store one more time?
Let's Liquor Mart Whittier on the Whittier Boulevard. And you know what? Fuck that number 2 store, too, by the way. That store can eat a dick as well, too. Fuck that whole franchise. Yeah, you know what? Fuck that whole goddamn city while we at it, too. Shit.
Damn.
So, yeah, that city ain't shit anyway. Anybody that lives there, they probably couldn't find a real place in L.A. to live. So they said, fuck it, Whittier to do then. Shit. That goddamn city, shit.
Yeah.
Get a real city in L.A. to live in.
Damn.
Fuck is that? Fake ass East LA or some shit? Oh,
tell us how you really feel.
Shit might as well be called West Covina.
Right there.
Right there. I mean, yeah.
It is right there.
I mean, I don't know what the fuck you would go there for anyway. There's 2 things you go to Whittier for. One is to get gas and the other one just to drive and see dirt roads.
There's a good chicken joint out there. Chicken coop. Delicious.
That place can go fuck itself too now.
Delicious.
That place can eat my ass.
So Whittier has that much going for it.
They don't even have that now. They don't even have that now. Yeah. Fuck that store. Fuck that whole organization. Fuck that city. Fuck that mayor. Fuck the shoes that nigga was wearing that day too. Whatever. Fuck that greasy ass hairstyle he had looking and shit.
Fuck his articles of clothing, god damn.
Yeah. Fuck his pen that he was using to write some shit down. This is America, bitch, okay? I'm about to go to America, right? It's America, bitch. I want to buy some shit, okay? That's a shirt right there. Looking to buy some shit. You mean sell me some shit like this, whatever. That's like fucking going to goddamn, when they sell them goddamn PS5s and shit, and they tell you, it's today, but we don't know when we're selling them, though.
Oh, what?
Them nerds would have.
There was no angry fucking fanboy nerd up there.
Them nerds would have flipped that fucking GameStop.
Oh my, that should be burnt to the ground.
Them nerds
would not be standing right now.
Them nerds would have flipped that fucking GameStop.
You imagine, we got like 10 cases of PS5s here, but we know we're gonna sell them though. But, all right, give me a time frame.
I mean, we told y'all today, but you know,
Can we out front so you know when you sell?
Nah, because COVID, right. We don't want you piling up in front of the store. So are you guys going to send like an email or post it on social media? We'll think about it. Oh.
Ooh, because you imagine that.
Them nerds would have been like, it had been like Ash Ketchum. They'd have flipped that hat backwards. Mm-hmm. Anarchy mode.
Feel like the zombie apocalypse.
They'd have been shaking that fucking door and shit. They'd have been like Anthony Anderson and fucking Harold and Kumar. Poogie, we about to burn this motherfucker down now. Shit.
Yeah, that store owner, he would have come out alive at all. He wouldn't have come out of pieces.
I think that dude, when he looked at me, he knew that I was pissed because I don't know if people know me, but when I get pissed, I make that Ice Cube face and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck did he just say to me? Like, I try to be like respectful as much as possible in public, but lately that's just not been a thing.
And dumb shit like this.
And sometimes I hate to say this, people, but sometimes my nigga side comes out and I'd be like, what the fuck did he just say to me? Like, and then, you know, that's when the Negro comes out and he's just like, and I think this dude saw that. That's why he put that head down like really back when he was like, let me just continue to act like I don't see him. I'll just continue writing and shit. Cause I know he saw that stare I gave him. Like, I'm about to rob you and beat your ass up. And I'm not just going, I just wanted one bottle, but now I'm about to rob you and take a whole fucking case, bitch. So fuck that store. And you know, it just made me realize that's why I stopped going to stores in 2021. That was probably my fault. I shouldn't have went to that goddamn store. I shouldn't have done that. So if anything, I'll give myself 20% of the blame there, because I should have learned. I knew that from a year and 2 years ago. And for some reason, I took my gullible ass in there thinking like, well,
it happens, man. It happens.
Well, they have the cases. Why can't they?
I should be able to get one, right? They have the stock.
I looked at the time and it said, oh, they opened at 7 today. Well, it's 9:00. Oh, shit. Let me just go walk in there and go grab it then. Should be easy peasy. It's not like I'm asking for fucking Rip Van Winkle or nothing like that, right? It's just a fucking Eagle Rare store pick, Cody. Which I'm drinking of anyway, which tastes fucking better from this other place, bitch. Fuck you, Liquor Mart. Where the fuck that whole city, shit. Shit, go ahead and nuke that motherfucker. Shit, that should be LA's dumping ground, San Diego 2.0 and shit. It kind of already is, though, because it looks like a fucking dump.
Damn, JB versus Whittier. Match of a lifetime.
Somehow JB wins because ain't nobody living in that city that's worth a damn. Fuck that city. City can eat my dick. So anyway, Cody, back to our regular sports casual program. Yeah,
back
there.
back to the matter at hand.
Yeah. What were you talking about now?
If I may reiterate, it's at Grey Wolf Brewing. This is their Lotus Smash Double Dry Hop Pilsner that I'm about to sip on here.
About as loaded as the vein in my head when that motherfucker told me that we can't sell that to you right now.
Yeah. I gotta say, since I've opened it, since it's just been sitting out for about like a little less than 10 minutes or so, the smell has grown very faint. When I first cracked it open, I was getting
it looks light.
It's very pilsner, so yeah, it's gonna be like lighter color, straw, almost pissy color.
Yeah, it looked like piss. It looked like Coors Light.
Yeah, because the smell is, yes, it kind of does actually. Yeah, smell is very faint. I'm getting some light bready notes, a little bit of malt, a little bit of that grass, you know, the typical American Pilsner type of esters, aromas, if you will. It's just very faint. I don't know if just my nose is off right now, but yeah, the smell is very faint.
You got COVID, that's what it is.
Oh, shit.
Like it don't is. Say that. Everybody else got it. I mean, shit. Dude, I was so paranoid on Friday. I took two tests.
Oh yeah, I've got many a family where I had COVID too. Yeah, so yeah, it's struck very close to home. So I know that.
Even Mr. Art the Lunatic, I don't think he could have got a COVID test or whatever, but his dumbass roommate caught it and didn't tell him.
Yeah,
I'd have killed that motherfucker. I think I would have stood over his bed. Hey, people, you remember that movie Passengers with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt? Remember that scene where she was standing over his bed with that fucking pipe in her hand and she just beat his ass with it and shit? Yeah, I would have stood over his bed with a fucking pillow sack full of oranges and shit and been like, yeah. Our lunatic was telling me he had this headache that just would not go away. I said, that's probably the vein that's popping inside of your brain right now.
Probably, yeah. Better get them checked out. Yeah. I got a couple of plop blood vessels or something.
Yeah, I think that's anger.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. So I was waiting for a sip. And yeah, you can taste every bit of those hops because, like I said, it was double dry hop. What double dry hop is they put a certain addition of hops during the boil and beforehand, and then really in the middle of the boil, put another pound of hops in. So it's going to be double the average amount of hops you will put in, say, a Pilsner or IPA, whatever. Mm-hmm. And the thing I like about American Pilsners is that they're hopped to all hell. And this is another one of those.
Americans like to go overboard a little bit.
Yeah, we do. With the hops, yeah, that's the thing. We like shit. We don't like subtlety. We like shit that's like boom in your face. We like Michael Bay.
Cody, one patty on the bun ain't enough.
No.
Stick four on the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Exactly. Stick four. You know, we was comfortable with two, and then the motherfucker said, what if you doubled that, though? That's how Americans are. You know, which is funny because we criticize for it as well, yeah. Too.
Yeah, and there's a wide variety of styles of Pilsen, too. You got the American, which says like the hoppier one. You got the Belgian, which is a bit more lighter and smoother side. You have the Czech Pilsner, which is kind of one of my favorites. That one got a bit more of like a sweeter, bready quality.
Yeah.
The German, which is probably my absolute favorite. That's like the midway between like the American and like the Czech. It's just real smooth, real balanced.
That's in my Scheisse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get a good amount of hop and bready. So that's kind of my favorite. That's what I would gravitate towards.
A little bit of Hitler.
Then the American one.
Yeah, a little bit of Hitler. Yeah.
I don't know about all that. Sure. Let's put it that way.
A little bit of the stash, right?
Whatever. That's not no stash.
Yeah, what the fuck that is. You know, he actually walked out the house thinking that looked good, too.
Yeah, he really did. That's how you knew you shouldn't have been fucked up. Cut that shit on his face. You should have been like, uh-oh.
This dude's fucking crazy.
Trust that motherfucker.
Not to mention he had like a short midget complex and shit too. Whatever. Like, wasn't that motherfucker like 5'2"?
Was he?
He was a tiny motherfucker. I remember.
Oh, that. Was he like Napoleon? Like that?
Yeah. I think he was a midget. Hey, I think what it was, Cody. He started off as an artist, and nobody appreciated his art, and he just said, "Fuck it, I got to kill everybody."
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he was like one of the incels, like the Joker or somebody.
Yeah. Like I always looked at it like, you know, like he did art. He thought he was going to get laid for it. Nobody wanted to fuck him because he had that fucked up stash. And he was just like, fuck it. Just like every psycho in America when people don't talk to them. I need to kill him. Everyone. Just when he went a little overboard or whatever. And shit. Actually, he didn't go a little bit. He went completely overboard. Lost his goddamn mind. And thus to recoup for it, they made a great beer out of it.
You know, usually I don't say this, but I would. This is my first time saying this.
It's like
I
shit.
Would actually prefer if they dialed back on the hops because there's a very sharp note in there, and I think that's more so like the. I don't know what exact hops to put in there, but it's like a. Real sharp grass note. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just real sharp.
And it's overtaking
all the other things too. Cause it's not letting the base Pilsner shine through, which is what I like in a Pilsner. And like I said, I like hops, but I do like sort of like a certain balance. So yeah, throw out hops in my face, but I gotta have a little bit of the original base beer in there too. You know what I mean? With this one, I think the Pilsner takes too much of a back seat. Yeah. To the hops. And I can't believe I'm saying this. This is the first time I've ever said this. I think this is a bit too much on the hoppy side for what I would prefer in a Pilsner, like a hoppy Pilsner. Yeah, because I'm not getting those bready, like that liquid bread quality, like those malty, yeasty kind of thing going on. I'm not really getting much of that.
There's probably some non-beer drinkers out there. Super faint. Probably some non-beer drinkers out there like talking about like, is this Negro Bugs Bunny? What the fuck? You talking about hops and shit.
And it's actually a really good beer, but what I'm looking for in a Pilsner, like a dry hop Pilsner, a hoppy Pilsner, it's not really giving me those things. It's like what I'm thinking of. Highland Park has a Pilsner that's hoppy that I love. It is delicious, and you get more of that Pilsner quality than what you're looking for, along with the hops. Firestone Walker, they have a Pivo year-round Pilsner. They make Pivo Pils. Love it, and they're giving me that quality what I want in American Pilsner. This. It's delicious, but it's not what I'm looking for when I want, a hoppy Pilsner.
Yeah, you're not even taking notes on that, are you?
Yeah, so I'll be interested to see just the regular hop version. This is the double dry hop version. So I'll be interested to try just a regular, just Lotus Smash, just, you know, normal dry hop without the addition of another pound of hops in it. That's what I want to try. As it stands right now, it's a good beer. If this wasn't a Pilsner, I'd probably drop a 3.
Is that warm?
It's warming up a little bit.
It's warming up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm gonna say, would that probably lighten it up a little bit?
It should bring out more of the Pilsner quality, but it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, because it don't look ice cold from here.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
Your temperature could play a part.
Well, it's the more it warms up. Well, you want to refresh your beer. The Pilsners, you usually want them a bit colder on the colder side. But when they warm up, it should actually bring out more of that Pilsner quality. This one's not doing it. So I'm gonna give this a 2.5.
Ooh.
I like it. I enjoy it.
A little average.
But as far as what I'm looking for in a Pilsner, it's not like our double dry hop Pilsner. It's not really giving me that.
A little above average.
I would want maybe others would like it better than I would, but me personally, it's not knocking out the park for me. But it is a delicious beer. I don't regret buying this. I don't regret buying this at all.
How much
it's
was
good.
It?
Like $7 or $8 for a 16-ounce can.
That's not bad. That's actually pretty cheap. Mm-hmm. Hey, what if it's just that can, man? What if it's just that can?
Yeah, it might be cheaper than that. I forgot, but yeah, 2.5. So not the hottest of starts to craft beer this year, but it's a start. And yeah, I enjoy it.
Don't forget this by here, people.
We'll be revisiting this brewery probably next couple of weeks because I bought a couple other beers too. So you'll be hearing from them next week and maybe the week after.
You definitely will forget about this one by next week. We'll remember that one.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hopefully next one. The next one, I heard good things about the next one next week. So hopefully that one turns out the way it should. So we'll see.
Cody used to write these things down so he could remember it. Now he's just like, if it's below a 3, it ain't worth my memory.
Yeah, I'm not writing this. Yeah. I'll make the last drops in 3.5. That's the only thing. Yeah. That make life a lot easier.
He does that shit for about a week and then he forgets.
And it's always the beginning of the year. Notice I didn't do it this year, though.
Yeah, I noticed you didn't pull your phone out. I was just like, hold on, let me just go ahead and put 2.5. Yeah. You know, what I've gotten with this is I tend to not remember the exact review, but I remember just by the name of whatever it is you're drinking that you've had high taste for it. So
yeah,
that's why
I'll send you
to write it down.
I'll send you the name of this beer right now. So
yeah, because you're gonna totally forget it. So
yeah,
because you know why? You're gonna drink something much better in about another hour.
Oh yeah,
Then you're gonna be like, yeah, this actually tastes better than that. And then by a week by now, you're gonna be like, you know what? I take that back. It ain't a 2.5. It's actually a 2.
And I'm spelling it the exact way they spell it on the label too. So yeah, that's not a typo. This is how they spell it.
Cody be making shit up sometimes too when he drinks.
No, this is how they spell it.
Mm-hmm. Always making shit up. He just be spelling shit the way he wants to spell it.
That's how they spell it.
No, damn well they don't smell that shit like that, Cody. Come on now. It's like a child wrote this shit. Come on.
That's how they spell it.
It's like a child that just got some pussy for the first time. He's like, you are not going to believe this, but I smashed. Yeah. So, yeah. It looked like me when I first got some. It's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. It's only 4.5% too. So you knock this back easy if you want. You want to like session this?
You don't look that
I would
excited.
Session this though because it's large cans. It is pricey kind of for like a 16-ounce can. It's kind of price. That'll be a pricey ass four pack. The session, so I don't know about that.
Put your dick next to it. Let's see which is bigger. Yeah. Cody always catches those comments like right away. He never like lingers in his head for a second or whatever.
No. I know you're typing too well about that.
One day I'm just waiting for him to be like, oh yeah, hey, wait a minute.
Hey, wait a second.
Wait a second there.
Hold on.
I see what you did there, buddy. He catches it now. He's used to the shit after fucking almost almost over a decade now. He's used to the shit, so.
Oh shit, it will be a decade this year. That's crazy.
It will be a decade
this year, man. That's crazy.
It's our anniversary.
Holy shit, it feels like yesterday.
It's our anniversary.
That's fucking crazy, man.
It's our anniversary.
Wow, where did the time fucking go?
Oh, your girl's gonna be so jealous now. She's gonna be so jealous. I'm gonna show up on your doorstep with roses and chocolate on one knee and shit. And be like, and a six pack in my back pocket. Mm-hmm. I remember that Sunday when I saw this light skinned Negro and I said, wow. I said, look at that scarf. He's got to be from L.A. And I asked him, and sure enough, he was. And I said, wow, would you like a drink? And he said, yeah. And that was the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah.
Please take this six pack and honor her.
Oh, shit.
Let me see me in your window tonight, like, five more months.
Breathing the shit.
He's going to be like, baby, turn the heat up. It's getting cold in the house again. He was like, I don't think that's the cold. I think JB out the window breathing again and shit. 5 months.
Behind that tree, that Inspector Gadget cloak.
Yeah. I'm going to look like that black dude from that movie and shit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that town. Cody lives in that town where only nothing but fine black women live for some reason and shit. And there's that one hospital apparently where you can fake your death, I guess, and shit, you know.
Yeah, what was that movie called? I always forget the name of that movie.
I always forget because it was long. That's why I was like,
yeah. Man, what was it?
Till Death Do Us Part, was it? Till something. It was
that? No, that was the other one with Boris Chestnut and the crazy younger girl. That was a different movie. This one,
I don't even remember that.
That was with they all blend in together, but this is the one.
There was one with Morris Chestnut.
Remember, she was getting married to remember? And what was the actress name? Regina is a Hall. Remember that one?
That was called
that wasn't Till Death Do Us Part.
No, that was something else. That was
When the Bell Breaks.
The Bell Breaks.
The one you're talking about is Till Death Do Us Part. Yeah, you're right.
That's what the infamous toilet.
Yeah, the toilet that had no payoff. They just had a fucking thunder strike in a toilet. like either the toilet was going to do something or something's going to happen in that bathroom. I thought go back to that shit.
I thought Monster was going to come out that motherfucker or something. Like it was like a crossover. You know?
That would have made it the greatest movie that year if that toilet
with a hand like would have popped out. Yeah, or
they would have killed that dude and his soul would have transported to the toilet.
I thought she was going to kill him with the toilet. Like, I thought she was going to pick up the seat and just bash his fucking brains in with it or something like that. Or like, he would.
I just love those movies, man. How every dude in there, they just turn personalities at the drop of a dime.
Yeah, because
like, everybody is like super bipolar out of nowhere.
Because people at the beginning of this movie, they look like, we was like, oh, what's the problem? They had like a perfect relationship. Then they had like a little party. And then
there was some little shit that happened. I forgot what it was that set that dude off. And all of a sudden, he turned into a domestic abuser. Started calling out her name and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Remember, like, all before that, it was, like, lovey-dovey. But then they had, like, a party. And, like, I guess she was entertaining his bosses or some shit like that. And literally, when everybody left, she turned around. She was closing the door. She turned around. He did a backhand that came across
her face. Yeah, out of nowhere.
And he was just like, he was getting a little too comfortable over there or whatever and shit. And I was just like, whoa. I was like,
where the fuck did this come from? Yeah.
Next thing you know, he was in like fucking Malibu, drinking at Nobu and shit, having a beer. Remember?
Oh yeah, Moon Shadows,
right? Yeah, not Nobu.
Yeah,
he was eating at like some dive bar. That way they made it seem.
Yeah, that was supposed to be a dive bar. I was like, nah, I reckon. Like, nah, brother. The hell,
that ain't no dive bar. That ain't no dive bar. That Bud Light he drink, that shit is like $15 in that fucking
And you saw the background, you saw the whole bar. Ain't no fucking dive. Get the fuck out of here.
They didn't even try to hide the shit neither or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was just abusing her so much, people, that she had to fake her death at a hospital.
She had moved some rinky dink town in the middle of. But she stayed in the same state, right?
It was still in the same state. Yeah, it was still in California.
Stupid.
It was just in the valley somewhere.
Yeah, she left the fucking paper trail.
That's right. And then this dude became Inspector Gadget all of a sudden. Like, he cared about her and shit. I mean, he started fucking around her and shit on her so much. It was just like, why does he give a fuck?
Yeah.
I guess, whatever, though. Yeah.
Oh, so man. Good times.
Check that movie out on a nice Monday morning, you know?
Till Death Do Us.
It was some shit like that. Till Death Do Us Part, whatever. I think it was. Remember that one dude clapping into the.
I think that was during. That wasn't that movie though.
Yeah,
it was
the one with yo guy
Michael Ealy.
The one that killed the
name it out. Perfect
guy.
Match or guy? Yeah, guy.
Yeah, the one that killed his career.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it should be called.
Really did.
The movie that killed his career.
That shit was awful. That was an awful movie, and he was awful in it. Awful.
Is that slow?
Yeah, but he had such high hopes too. Yeah, I had high hopes for Michael Lee. Man, he's actually a good actor, man.
He really was. Even in those I forgot that book that Steve Harvey wrote that they made a movie with Kevin Hart and all them, whatever.
Oh, why am I blanking on it? Because it's like a simple ass title.
Yeah, he was really good in it. And damn, I can't remember the fucking name of that movie. Shit.
Remember the second one had like 2 minutes or something?
Yeah, it was like T.O. Okay. When the last, something shit like that or whatever. Either way, and then I remember he had that one movie that I actually liked Kevin Hart in, which was About Last Night, which is a remake actually, whatever.
Remake, yep.
And Michael Ealy was really fucking good, and he just had like, you know, leading man all over him.
Yeah.
And then he had his TV show after that, and he was like, oh man, this dude's a leading star right here. And then literally Fox was like, I don't know what we got to do, but I don't like this Negro, and we need to kill his career, and we need to do it fast.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Give him Perfect Guy. There you go.
Fox teamed up with Sony and said, yeah, let's do this.
Hey, well, at least he got that one dude's attention. Yes. Yes.
That was another one of those movies where the black dude just flipped on a dime and it's like, I gotta beat this girl.
Chris Charming, Jeffrey Dahmer in the span of a second.
So ladies, you better watch us light skin folks. We turn on you. Shit. One moment, Cody be bringing you flowers. Next month, he under your bed. I know it's a jump.
Slowly turn to the camera.
That's dead look in his eyes. It's like he knew his career was over.
Yo, he'd be a good Terminator. He's looking at that.
He really
would. I mean, he kind of playing one almost human.
Yeah, he had this look in his eyes, like he's like, I know my career is over now. It's
like, it's just, oh, fuck it. Let me just earn this paycheck. At least I won't have to work a regular job for the rest of my life.
Kevin Hart will always be around to give me another job if I need it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, people, that is it for the show here.
That is it.
Reminiscing on the one thing I actually did love about movies was watching those shitty ones with Cody.
Hey, as shitty as they were, man, they were always fun. Doing those reviews and talking about it, man, they were always fun.
We never had them on the top 10 worst of list because we just found them to be fucking entertaining and shit.
They were just too, yeah, it was too entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, if you walk out of laughing and crying and tears of laughter, I mean, how could you ever
put this? Yeah, the only one of those, well, it wasn't really one of those. I just despised the experience when we saw that Marlon Wayans movie, at 50 Black, whatever the fuck it was.
So you know that TV show that I had an idea for? Where people go back and watch their old movies? I saw on Snapchat that Marlon Wayans went back and watched some of his old movies. And like they had like that reaction.
You say, did he praise all of them?
I didn't watch the shit because I was just like, I can give a fuck what you think about your movie. You wrote those motherfuckers.
I'm assuming he probably praised all of them.
You know what? I'm going to watch it now and I'm going to go back and I'll come back next week and let you know.
Please do. I'm curious. I'm sure.
I'm sure he praised them too. He had this look on his face though in the screenshot. You know how they do the, like, I can't believe I did that type shit or whatever. But like, you know, he probably thinks that shit was like raunchy and like ahead of its time or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
What happened to the Wayans? They used to be, well, let me not say the Wayans, bro. Let me just say Marlon. They used to be entertaining. Mm-hmm. Even Sean realized, I got to get out this shit.
He got out right time, like right to little man. He was like, fuck this.
He was like, wait a minute. I knew I was funnier than this. Hold on. Mm-hmm. I can't do this shit no more. It's like, wait a minute. He's like, we got a family legacy to uphold here. We can't be doing this type of shit.
Yeah.
And we still pumping out kids and nephews and cousins and shit like that that's trying to get into the comedy world. We can't be like, you know, our family's kind of a dynasty, you know, in entertainment.
Yeah, Marlon's the only one that's like, just going like over his expiration date.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes out, Damon Wayans, he's doing like little stuff right now, but it's not like bad. Like, he was like Lethal Weapon Show, which I heard wasn't terrible, but he's doing like stuff like that. So he knows what to do, what not to do. So
you know, as long as that family's been in the entertainment industry too, they should be more like behind the scenes.
All of them are pretty much.
Except the worst one. Actually, you know what? He is too. He's doing his own stupid shit.
Yeah, he's doing his own shit, though. Yeah. That's the problem.
You remember the one thing that he actually was tolerable in where he was just like, oh my God, he's actually a good actor. And I'm talking about like recent. It was that fucking Heat movie with Sandra Bullock and shit.
Oh, I do remember that.
He was in it, and it was just like,
I never saw it, but I heard he wasn't bad in it.
Yeah, I was just like, holy shit, like this dude is literally acting. And I was like, because everybody else was acting like a goddamn fool and shit, and like, and it was just like, he's actually the only toned down character in the whole fucking film and shit. And it was like, wow. So maybe he shouldn't write his own shit. Maybe other people should write his shit now. It was more for him, I guess. Because I think the brother can act. I think he just sees a success pattern with the shit he does.
And no, says, he can. He can. He just takes the easy route.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad none of his talent justified to yourself when you shook his hand, but, you know.
Well. So, no. No, sir.
Yeah, yeah. And next thing you know, Cody will be talking about like, hey JB, for an opening next week, don't you think it'd be funny if you came in with like an aluminum foil full of chicken and hot sauce? And I think it'd be hilarious.
No.
I'd be like, Cody, you fired. Fuck out of here.
That'll be justified.
Yeah. But all right, people, we done now. We're getting out of here.
All righty.
We gotta get out of here. So people, that's it. That was Craft Beer Week.
Cody, that was Craft Beer Week indeed. 2.5 for the Lotus Smash from Grey Wolf Brewing.
And next week is old Mix and Match. Old Mixing and Matching week here.
My favorite week.
Shit. It's the best week, to be honest, too. The flagship show. But so, with that said, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.